Hey guys, it's Jay John of the Jeanette and Jay John Show and Asian Pop Radio. Again, if you didn't hear our podcast yesterday, we are back to podcasting for you right across the year. Of course, we did go to our online streaming platform. We now have our own app. We stream Asia-wide hits 24/7 and some of the best shows on Asian Pop around. So again, we changed last year from 1 hour a week, which was rather achievable, to now doing 5 shows a week, both Jeanette and I with the Jeanette and Jay John Show, which you can catch at 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, Monday to Friday. Do that by downloading our app on the Apple or Android app stores. It's free, so do it now and share it with your friends. Don't forget to rate us and review this podcast so more people can find out about us. This is the best of what happened on our February 2nd show. Here you go.
This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show here on Asian Pop Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, hashtag we get it, you're right.
Come on.
Cameron.
Wow. How was your night? Did you get up too much?
Yeah.
Yeah? Last night, I'm talking about. Like, not the night that hasn't happened yet.
Before you interrupted me, slipped into my gym jams.
Right.
Moisturized.
I thought you were going to say moist.
Slipped into my gym jams. Moist. Moist. Just had a good night's sleep.
Good. Yeah.
So
just took it easy. Like, you just went home and didn't do much.
Yeah. Well, I watched the gameplay because I'm a little girl.
The gameplay?
Yeah. So I watched someone play the new Resident Evil 7 Biohazard.
Right.
That game is shocking.
Yep.
Shocking.
I saw that this was out. I assumed that Luke would talk to us about that, but he wasn't able to meet us this week.
That is okay.
So he'll join us on the show next week for his gaming segment. Yeah.
We're going to talk about it there.
Well, what's so shocking about it?
Oh, the whole plot.
Yeah.
So it's after, I think it's 6 or 7 years after the last Resident Evil happened. So
right.
It's in today, but it's just so scary. And then there's plot twists everywhere and you're just like, I don't know. But then like really weird moist things pop out with like jacked arms that eat you. And you're just
like a thriller video.
Like, damn, okay.
Dun, dun,
dun. But it's really scary. Like the jump scares are on point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Good times. Oh, not good times.
No, not very.
Not good
times. So I didn't
hashtag
sleep that well.
Bad times. Something else that is a tragic thing that has happened. We didn't talk about it yesterday. We should have come straight back as soon as possible. What did you say?
I didn't know.
My haircut.
I didn't say anything.
I've got a story about my haircut. Can I just say it now?
Yeah.
I went to get my haircut the day before I went back to work by my favourite hairdresser in Footscray that is $10, you know, because that's how we roll in Footscray.
Yeah.
It's cheap, hence the haircut. No, I thought he did okay. Anyway, so I sat down.
You think that.
And he was a rather flamboyant and happy man and big, bubbly, smiley, very lovely, you know. And he kept like saying, oh, hi, how are you? Sit down, you know, Vietnamese man. And I said to him, oh, is it your salon? Because like, I know you're here a lot. And he's like, yes, it is my salon. I've been here with this and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he kind of kept like tapping me sort of on the back, like a bit of a like friendly kind of rub. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of warm. But then he kept doing it. Like sort of just like, oh, that's nice, rubbing my back. And I'm like, okay. and then at the end, he said to me,
like, happy ending.
No, he didn't say that. And then at the end, you can say that, I can't say that. At the end, you guys, is your hair, you know, do you like? And I said, yes, just what I was hoping for. Thank you. And
you want me to cut any more?
No, he said, I look after you. And then he went, I always look after you. I was rather privileged.
Oh, do you know what's funny, this situation or
hashtag
the way you went
lolays? Yeah. Anyway, good story. Wow, 3 minutes into the show already. It's very sad news.
You always looked after by your hairdresser in Footscray?
No, Wonder Girls.
Ah, yes.
Wonder Girls have come to an end. I am devastated. I have friends that are devastated. this is one of the girl groups that got us all into it back in the day. You know, Johnny at the AU Review, Hello Asia, you know, he saw a Wonder Girls song and that's what started Hello Asia. Like, they've had such an impact on so many of us, but they are no longer... No more. They are no law.
I don't want to sound sour, but ever since Mundu left, it was like, it's not really the Wonder Girls anymore.
Oh, come on.
I know it sounds sour.
How many girls? It's still plural. It could be two.
What, they replaced her?
No, I'm saying if there was two girls, they'd still be Wonder Girls.
Yeah, but
if it was only one left, it'd be just Wonder Girl.
Like the one in me.
So it works.
Yeah, but it wasn't the same anymore. Mm. It was just
sad. I know
sad.
What you mean. Yeah.
Like, I accepted them as they are now.
Yeah. So, you know what? I think we need to pull up our socks, Jeanette. We need to
take a deep
breath.
I'm not wearing socks.
Oh, that's
the smell. I'm wearing slip-ons. Oh, no, I farted before. bacon. I don't know if you're having a nervous breakdown because I did another dookie joke or you're laughing because it's funny.
Oh, I just, like, there's some way it's always about poo or farts, you know? Like, anyway, we're going to celebrate the life and times of the Wonder Girls on the show today for the next hour. All Wonder Girls hits back to back. So I reckon we should get started with one of their originals. I believe, is it their first release? I think it was.
Can we just admit, like, you spelled Akon wrong?
I thought it said Aircon. Anyway, we've got, that song by Wonder Girls, Like Money, featuring Akon. We've got Tell Me. We've got The DJ's Mine. We've got a remix of Nobody. And, of course, the last song they've just released, Thank You For Being Wonderful. Thank You For Being So Wonderful to their fans. You guys.
You guys. Yeah.
We're going to sing a song of the day we wrap up Asian Pop Radio.
Yeah.
Thank you for being Jeanette and Jay John.
Duffel.
So hot. Asian Pop Radio, English version.
That was
The Wonder Girls.
Here on
The Jeanette
and Jay John
Show.
Wowza.
Yeah. So hot.
So hot.
The English version, one of my favorite Wonder Girls tracks. We played it because it is our Wonder Girls episode, our 1 hour ode to the Wonder Girls.
So hot, so hot.
We didn't even do this for 21.
No.
But we're doing it for the Wonder Girls.
That's because that's for
What's with that?
Day.
We need to do that
because
still.
We don't accept that 21 has disbanded.
Yeah, we've come to terms with the Wonder Girls, but not 21.
Again, when Minji left, that's when I was like.
Did you just say Minji?
Yeah.
It's Minzy.
Minji.
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 Not Minji.
Minji.
That's so weird.
You're so weird.
More Wonder Girls songs to come. Thank you, Jeanette.
You're
don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio.
Like us on
Facebook.
Ew, that's so insane.
Follow us on Facebook so you can see us first and stay up to date. Prizes,
UTD.
Information, giveaways, prizes, Asian Pop News.
Well, prizes is what they have to win. Giveaways is when we're just like, albums for all.
Yeah.
Tickets for everything.
Find us on AsianPopRadio.com. Updating soon. I promise it'll get better. We've got some awesome people that want to help, but I haven't got around to it.
I wonder
really
what happened to those people who watch Your Name that we gave the double passes to.
I wonder. If they're listening, maybe they can get on our Facebook page, send us a message and tell us how they liked it.
Yeah, Sophia Roxas. I don't think she got a ticket. But she commented and saying that we're so awesome giving a giveaway like
that. Well,
that's
nice.
Then I just saw it. Yeah. So I feel bad I didn't reply.
Was that before we gave it away or once we gave it
away? During. Yeah. Oh, I'm allergic to your hairs.
Here's the news headlines. This is the Jeanette and J. John Show on Asian Pop Radio. It is our Wonder Girls special celebrating the life, the times, the
now,
trials and tribulations of Wonder Girls.
To celebrate the Wonder Girls, we brought one of our wonderful girls from Korea to the studio. Give it up for Emho!
Thank you. Thank you for the lovely introduction, Jeanette. Yeah. I could always rely on you to say fantastic things about
me. All right,
we
get it. Relax. Calm your farm. You stretched it out a bit. We stretched it out.
Yes, we just played two different tiers, but there's not one man in the world that makes us cry more than this guy. Time.
Oh, I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Yeah, so. Cry from such, when you're just so happy that you just have this warm and fuzzy moment and you think, man, life's good. The world is amazing. That's the feels. They're the feels that I get when I'm with Empo.
Usually I just smile.
Absolutely.
I don't cry.
Yeah. Michael, it's been so long since we spoke to you.
Long.
How is Korea going?
Korea's going not too bad.
That's great.
It's definitely been a unique and surreal experience. Yeah, definitely. If you guys haven't had the chance to come down to Korea, I definitely recommend you guys come down.
You sold it.
Only the guys.
Yeah.
I know, right? I definitely
I'll send Robert there to go into Innisfree.
Tourist guide.
Michael, what have the highlights been for you so far? Obviously, you're working, so you've got a lot to do.
Eating dinner.
Outside of working, what have you been up to? Where have you been going? I believe you went to an island.
Yes.
Yes, I did. I did go to an island. I did go to, at the beginning of my trip, obviously, did go to Jeju-do.
Jeju-do.
I did say, mention that. Yeah, the Korean is working for you. Your Korean is definitely improved. Yeah, definitely. But I also went to Busan as well, which was definitely a giant highlight of my trip.
Wow.
I had the chance to go with very cool friends.
Catch a train to Busan?
I did catch a train to Busan.
That's nice.
And,
it's almost a little bit more horrifying than the actual horror movie, isn't it?
Yeah,
because there's no real snacks.
Fortunately, Jeanette, if I can't eat snacks,
at least I want to eat some zombies.
Other way around.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like
right? So when I come home, if I'm hungry for brains, you guys, I'm coming for you guys first.
Well, don't come for J-John. It's an empty room in there.
Oh, shots fired.
Yeah.
He's got a great haircut, though.
This is true.
Can feel the love.
He's taken care
can
of.
Feel the love.
Oh, Michael, you can feel more than the love.
I can feel the weather, which has been very cold as well.
So tell us.
It has definitely been snowing.
Yeah, how cold is it there at the moment? Like, what's it like today?
So weather can go, you know, maybe below zero. So lately it's been about -5.
Wow.
Sometimes it can be -10. And yeah, it can get very cold.
Dang. Very, very cold.
It's not
I just thought I'd say that.
In the cold, does it get really windy as well?
Typically, no, not really. It just feels really cold. When you do have those combinations, it's not a good mix.
Jeanette's got those combinations now. I tell you, it's not good.
No, it's not good at all.
Did you just make a fart joke and then you yell at me for making fart jokes all the time?
Yeah, but mine was articulate and creative.
No, it was just sad.
You're just like, I'm going to fart.
You've been missing out on a lot.
Yeah, not really, Michael. We're pretty much the same people you left a few months ago.
Except Jason looks older.
I'm a bit older, yeah.
And he forgot how to do things.
You turn a year older when the new year starts. So
now you're 51,
whatever.
Jason.
You are now, you're a year older.
Come on, I'm 35 now. Dang. Dang makes me sound old as well, right? I've got to stop saying dang.
Hashtag we get it.
Totes like whatevs.
Yikes. What else have you done in Korea, though?
Oh, so I've been obviously going around and trying to, and I've been talking with a couple of people that we've talked with in the past, and I hope to get in contact with a lot more of those people as well, and hopefully we can do something with that. But typically, I've just been, because it's so cold, you tend to get a little bit complacent, a little lazy. And so you sort of like to stay indoors and sort of stay warm.
Don't you do the same thing when it's hot, though? When it's too hot, you're like, not today.
Yeah, but there is an in-between, Jeanette. There's an in-between where it's nice and cool, but it's not too hot either. So.
Yeah, that doesn't last too long in Korea, does it? Like the perfect weather.
Yes.
It seems to go from hot to cold really fast and then from cold to hot really
fast. Sounds like Melbourne.
Yeah, this is true.
That's like Melbourne in one day.
Yeah, that's true.
I think the cool thing about Korea is that like, at least the weather is more defined compared to where we come from. So if you know it's going to rain, it is going to rain. And if you know it's going to be cold, it is going to be straight cold.
Yeah.
But a day like today is not too bad.
Hey, Michael, I've been interrupted and preoccupied with a whole lot of news on Trump. How is President Park going? Is that over now or is she still holding on?
I think so, but I think it's all being sorted out to the point that I think she will eventually get replaced, and I think it's the right thing to do. Obviously, there's a lot of people talk about Donald Trump, and people talk about I don't think moving forward, our leaders are definitely different than what we expect they were. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, cool. All right. Michael, we hear you're having dinner with a lady friend. Who is she? What's she do?
Lady friend?
Yeah.
My lady friends are just my normal friends, fortunately. Right. But I've been able to meet fantastic people from around the world.
That's good.
And I've met people. Yeah, so I mean, I definitely, you know, definitely that's a great experience for people to go out, especially in the Korean culture where it's very social, and you go out and drink with other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm hearing
I'm
not hearing Jay, John, and Jeanette have a wedding invite just yet. But you know, keep working on it, man.
I'm working on it. Just working on it. It's not there yet, but it'll be there someday. Eventually, maybe.
All right. Good. Michael, would you like to introduce our next song for us? I'm assuming you've downloaded the run sheet.
Absolutely so.
All right. It is it's the DJ's Mine.
DJ's Mine by the Wonder Girls.
Yeah, you did well.
Featuring Akon. Oh, no. Featuring that other non-existent Ooh. American girl group.
Wow.
No, but it's true.
Wow.
Thanks, Michael. Chat to you next week.
See ya.
See you later.
Bye. Asian Pop Radio. This is
the Jeanette
and
Jay John
show.
Yes,
on Asian Pop Radio.
Oh my god, true.
That was Like Money by the Wonder Girls, because this is our Wonder Girls special. We're celebrating their years of performing and bringing us the goods
now.
Yeah, someone else that is
like money.
Money,
get out.
You
get
guys are
out.
Terrible.
One, I two, know. Three. Mo.
No, my body hurts from what you just said.
Oh, come on. It was...
No, you ruined the moment. The like, vibes are wrong in here.
She's like Moni, but she's not. She's Mo.
She's Moni.
Mo. From Cable Radio.
Yeah,
how you going, Mo?
I'm good. How are you guys? Welcome back after your holiday.
Thank you.
Just Jason's holiday.
Yeah. Well, it was a break
for
both
of
us.
You tried to run away from Asian Pop Radio to go to Asia.
I tried to revitalize my life.
Mm-hmm.
And
did that go?
Somewhat.
Came back
somewhat
older.
Somewhat okay. I had a facial on the last day. I should come back looking younger.
Yeah, but it's been like 3 weeks. Look at the stress.
Okay. Mo, how often do you have a facial? Because I found it traumatizing.
Oh, really? I love facials. Every 6 months, I reckon, for me, usually.
Yeah. This is the thing. This is the thing. I went into this because what we did, we went to Singapore. I was in Singapore, and then we decided we'd take a day trip to Batam, which is an island off Indonesia, because you can't do that when you live in Australia. You can't just take a day trip by boat, by ferry to Indonesia. So I thought, let's do that. So a friend and I went over there, and he said, well, the one thing I want to do is get a massage. But he wanted a 2-hour massage. And I'm like, 2 hours is a long time to have someone massaging you,
No, it's not.
It's not long enough.
So I was like, you know what I'm going to do? You have your 2-hour massage and I'm going to have an hour massage and I'll get a facial because, you know, I could, something needs to clean up this mess. You know what I mean?
It wasn't cleaned really well.
But before I went in, the lady was trying to upsell me, Mo. So she was like, I think... maybe you need some collagen. And I'm like thinking that that was like Botox or something. I don't know.
No, so basically collagen puts like elasticity back into your skin. So you look more younger.
Yes. See, to get rid of the wrinkles.
Well, I could have done that then.
She wasn't going to like get a needle and be like, boop, collagen.
I didn't want to look like Joan Rivers by the end of it. You know what I mean?
You're not getting Botox.
Yeah. That's facelifts.
Yeah.
That's facelifts.
So I was a bit confused. I did the massage, really relaxing. They went in to get the facial done, and then she did the scrubby, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then she went, okay, extraction. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what that's about. Anyway, I don't know what the hell tool she was using, but I swear to God that it was absolutely agonizing that I thought she was putting needles into my face.
Oh my god, I have that in my bag. I just bought it from Sephora.
Do you want to do it now?
We can do it live. Microabrasion or something?
Is that what it is?
Was it like a whole like rolly pin or was it like a needle thing?
Well, it did that thing. It was like, you know, it does that sucky thing. Like sort of, but after that.
I think it's like microabrasion, isn't it?
Yeah.
Something similar.
Yeah, but that wasn't the problem. That was fine. But then it got to the point after that she was kind of squeezing or some sort, but it just felt like that she was dipping things in because I had, like, you know, the mask on. I couldn't see. And I'm like, my eyes are tearing. And she's like, oh, sorry. It's, you know, it's okay. It's what
your
it has
pores,
to be.
What she's trying to say is, like, your pores are horrific.
No, but this is the thing.
Like, they were clogged up.
I was clenching and I'm like, you know. And I'm like, oh, my God, women go through so much trauma in, like, the beauty salon.
Beauty is
how do
pain.
I do this?
That's not how it
beauty
goes,
is
usually.
Pain.
Oh, Mo.
You just need to take care of your skin.
I'm usually asleep. It's so bad.
Asleep? I fall asleep. How can you sleep through that?
I do. Because it's so relaxing. But then sometimes I freak out the person who's doing it to me and myself because I'll be asleep and then suddenly I'll do like the little jerk awake thing and it's just.
And get a needle in your eye.
Hashtag no money. Hashtag like Mooney.
No money, money.
Be about that Mooney life.
Oh, my God. Anyway, Mo, enough about my facial, but I think at the end she wanted to prove that she'd got some work done. So then she goes, see, look, and she showed me everything that was on the tissue that came out. And I was like, oh, great, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, like literally, like your pores would have been clogged up so
That's
bad.
Gross.
Or you never exfoliated your face. So
I
it
do.
Was like,
I scrub every day in the shower, but maybe it's
you know
not
that
the
you
good
open
stuff.
Up. You don't scrub your face in the shower. That's way too hot
yes,
for your face.
Yes, you need to cleanse, exfoliate, tone,
okay,
moisturize.
So I don't do any of that.
So basically, you know, when you exfoliate your face.
Don't put your fingers together like that. It looks disgusting.
When you exfoliate your face, you take out all of these things out of your face, but you need to put the good things back in.
You know what I think we need on this show, Mo and Jeanette? I think we need what? That Korean dude that does the videos on YouTube about how to.
Which one?
How to.
Which one are you talking
There's
about?
There's so many.
I know.
Be
all right.
Specific.
So we need a different Korean guy each week telling us how to exfoliate. That's what we need.
It better not
Transform
be Edward
J. John
because he is Filipino.
Transform J. John.
Look, Mo. Enough about my
makeover.
Enough about J. John's blackheads. how's K-ville going?
Yes.
K-ville is going really, really well. We've got so much coming up, so much that's happening under the works, and K-ville Radio's got a few secrets that are happening, but I can't
what are
can't
they
tell them
that's
right
rude.
Now because there's just like yeah
just tell us
like
now
secret.
It's
can't,
not it's not
but...
like we're globally like streaming or anything. It's just us two.
Yes, but still even K-ville fans don't know about it yet, so it's just it's we're in the works of it and we're in talks with a couple of people, so that's all I can say.
Wow.
It's very exciting and
gosh
fans looking at upgrading the website and everything. We're looking for new content for our YouTube channel.
Oh.
So
wow.
I know.
Well, we have secrets too.
There.
Whatever.
I have to tell you something I have to tell you something quite hilarious, Mo. Today.
What's that? Jason's face.
Wow.
I'm kidding. Continue
today,
on.
Today at my day job, the music director at that radio station, different to Asian but radio, came into my booth and said to me, oh my God, did you know that Dami Im did a Korean version of Super Love? And I said,
yes.
I didn't know that. I don't know how I missed that, but I didn't know that. And he said, I'll send you the link to play it on Asian Bell Radio. But then I went online to YouTube and I typed in Super Love, Dami Im, Korean. Up comes K-ville's video of it from 2014. Trailblazers.
We are on the ball.
And that's why K-ville is better than us.
That's why you're successful and we're not.
Oh, don't say it like that. Don't forget, we started on YouTube, though, so that's where we originated from.
Ah, okay.
We started
from the
hood.
And Dami Im is, like, Ben's idol. So, like, Dami Im to Ben is, like, Baekhyun from EXO for me. So it's, like...
I love bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Great. The show's ticking along nicely, Mo?
Yes, the show's ticking along really well. We've got a lot of new listeners coming every week, which is great,
Ooh.
And they love the content.
Yay!
The fan interaction is what we really love at K-ville, so I like being able to chat with my fans every week and they get to ask me questions, which I can answer on the show live, and they seem to enjoy that. So it's just, I don't know, I'm having fun with it, and I think that's better than kind of thinking as my job is a chore. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd rather love it. Then just be like, oh, I have to do this today.
You do get a lot of interaction. It just goes to show that people actually like what you've got to say, Mo, and they feel a part of your show, and that's just awesome.
If they like it, I'm a bit worried because some of the stuff I talk about is a bit weird and random. I'll admit that.
We talk about farts on the show, apparently. According to J-John, that's all that comes out of my mouth.
Oh, God. Oh, farts come out of your mouth? Come on. Mo, no, and this is what I think I like about your show, because you can tune into Cable Radio and you get to hear what Mo's thoughts are on things, and you get to hear Mo's perspective, and then everyone shares their thoughts and you let everyone be part of it. And I just think it's really cool, which is why we've poached you. Like, I poached Jeanette.
And look what happened to me.
I won't stop until everyone from K-Music is in this room, damn it.
Ooh.
Yeah. But it
That's
is very
right,
exciting because I had this amazing idea that it's like, you know what, Mo does a kick-ass show. We need more shows on Asian Pop Radio, and we all, you know, we
she
love you guys.
A spot.
You love us. We love each other.
And we love you.
Let's just do it. Let's just do it already.
We're not enemies. We're not frenemies.
Collaboration.
Yeah.
We're chingus.
So we're excited that you guys have agreed to play the Kville Radio program each week.
The Miss
on
Mo Show.
Yes, the Miss Mo Show on Asian
Miss
Pop Radio.
Mo.
So that's very exciting.
Yeah. So that will be me. I'm now part of the APR team. Woo!
Does that mean by default we're part of Kville Radio?
Yes, we are.
Exactly.
Got to change my resume.
To the show now.
We stopped doing that.
Long time ago. Are you okay?
So, I think we're going to be playing it every Saturday night and Sunday night following Chopsticks and BS, which is at 7 p.m. So you can listen to Bridge and Shaz on Saturday night, listen to Mo, listen to Bridge and Shaz on
Sunday
night,
listen
to
Mo.
Miss Mo. It's Mo, Mo,
yeah.
Mo, more
Stop.
Of Mo.
Really? The vibes in
Can't
here
Can't get
gross.
Enough of the Mo.
I really don't think you can. And we're really excited that you
Yay.
Are being part of our team, because you're just ace. And yeah, I hope it's the start of us really collaborating a bit more than we usually do, because we have a lot of fun with you, Mo. We love Ben. He's an angel.
He's sick, poor Ben.
Yeah.
We miss Ben.
He's fully sick.
Fully sick.
Get well soon, Ben.
High five to myself, because you're so far away.
Poor Mo. She can't get a word out.
She just did.
It's just terrible.
She was talking
hey,
like
Hey, but
the
if you want to get a word in from Mo, you listen to the Miss Mo Show.
Oh!
Yeah.
So,
plug.
Yeah, so a
plug
reminder that,
in.
You're going to have two options. You're going to be able to listen to the show at 7 p.m. on Saturday or Sunday night each week. Last week's episode on Saturday night, the newest episode on Sunday night. And obviously, we want you to tune in live to Mo's show.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, through Kville.
On Sunday morning.
So you
yes.
can interact. You can have your say. Because once you listen to an Asian Pop Radio, it's going to be great. It's going to be good to hear
Mo,
it back.
Why don't you talk a lot about farts like
yourself.
Asian Pop Radio?
But you want to be a part of it. You want to be in with it.
That's true. All right, Mo, thank you so much. We look forward to playing the show each week. And I guess we'll talk to you again on Jeanette and JJ's show next week.
Sounds good to me, guys. Have a great show. And so sad to hear about Wonder Girls disbanding, but I'm glad that you're paying tribute to them today.
Yeah, I think it's an important community service announcement.
Oh, segue.
Asian Pop Radio.
Wonder Girls. Nobody. The Rainstone Remix. Here on the Jeanette and JJon Show, Asian Pop Radio.
You know, my favorite version of that is the Jason Evans remix. I've always said that. It's the the English version.
It sounds like nearly every
that they
EDM
tried
song.
To, that did quite well, actually, in
yeah.
the US. But we thought we'd scale it back and do it a different way, and we went with the chill version. So, yeah, I hope you like that. On our Wonder Girls special.
Yeah, you shouldn't be hyped up for this sad event.
We're pretty much reaching the end of the Ode to Wonder Girls tonight.
Yes.
On the show. So thank you for joining us, and thank you for always joining us.
Time to blow out our candles.
How can people blow out your candles?
By sending me cake. And then Gung Yoo appears and goes,
cake,
did you
cake,
summon
cake,
me?
Cake,
and brings cake. Me buckwheat flowers. If you get that reference...
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did you assume that I would?
Wasn't even speaking to you.
Can people follow us and stuff?
Dogs can do it too. You can like us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/AsianPopRadio. This year we're doing lots of giveaways,
yeah.
lots of prizes,
yeah.
lots of
Jeanette.
Surprises.
Yeah.
Following Jeanette, I think
Plenty
there's
of
something
videos.
Different to that.
So many videos, so much
what,
fun
what?
Stuff. Yeah.
So many coverage.
Going to show you what happened in Malaysia,
Asian
Singapore.
Pop Radio, yeah. We're going to be in it.
Yeah.
In it to win it.
Yeah.
You can download our app.
You can?
On iTunes and Google Play.
You've got two options.
For free.
Whatever your device.
What if you have a Nokia 60?
You can download the Google app.
You can't.
Well, why? Oh, Nokia. You can play Snake. Go play with your Snake. That's it for today. And we're going to go out with their last release, Wonder Girls. Thank you for being so wonderful. This was their thank you message to their fans.
And we want to say guys. Thank you.
Yeah. Hashtag Team Apra. Hashtag thank you. Top 10's next with Trav. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Take it away, DJ Travis.